Hello, this is Morgan B. Holland, Madam Goal Slayer here from GoalCare.com with another mindfulness moment. Okay, guys, today I'm going to be a little bit vulnerable, okay? I want to talk to you guys about something that I think is extremely important. Not to say that everything else I talk about is not important, but I think if you can understand certain principles, if you understand certain laws, things that's in action, then maybe you can better see how you can take back control of your life and you can achieve truly whatever you want. And I know that sounds like, oh, okay, but it's true. When you take control and you understand these principles and you take accountability for yourself, then and you work using these principles and these laws, then things can become a little bit more easier and you can have a better understanding of just why things are playing out the way they are in your life, all right? So what I want to talk to you about is the four different levels that we humans exist on simultaneously, okay? And this is not, please be open-minded and receptive to what I'm saying. This is not taking any jab at any spiritual beliefs or any religious beliefs. This, you can have whatever religion you want. You can, it won't keep you from being able to use these principles. It won't keep you from being able to prosper. I believe that no matter your religion, you have to understand that you have to take your mind with you, because depending on most religions, you have free will. There's an understanding of free will, which means your God permits you to make your own decisions. So in that, you need your religion, you need your spirituality, you need your spirit, but you also need your mind. And by understanding what I'm about to say, hopefully it will bring some, not peace, but just some knowing that this is how things work and this is how you can work it in your favor, all right? So as a human, you exist on four different levels simultaneously. There is your higher self. So you can say your higher self, your divine self, your authentic self, your authentic voice. There's your higher self. This is purely spiritual nature, okay? It's your divine essence, all right? But most of us, we're not aware of this every day. Most of us don't have a relationship with this higher self. The higher self is unconscious. It's like the intuitive mind. It's your higher faculties. Your higher self is what's connected to the source and the all-knowing power, all right? The infinite abundant source. So you have your higher self as the top level, and then there's your rational consciousness. So this is the consciousness that you are aware of. Ideally, it should be receptive and aware of the higher self. But for, like I said, many of us, it is not. We don't have a communication, a good relationship. Our conscious mind and our higher self does not have a good relationship. But this is your rational conscious mind. This is subject to different things that you learn, different things that you observe, and is actively responsible for the welfare and your whole being of your lower self. Next, you have your emotional, instinctual nature, okay, of which you and you're conscious of when it's expressed itself in emotion, but which is otherwise largely submerged in your lower conscious self, okay? So you're conscious of this. This is where your emotions lie. This is that instinct. So, you know, like they have these moms, and the mom could be like asleep and then she just wakes up and she knows something happened to her baby. You know, it's like this instinctual, emotional connection. So that's the third level. And then you have the final level. This is your physical body. And this includes your brain, your senses, your organs, that part. So it's nice to understand that you live and you operate simultaneously on four different levels, okay? The higher self, and then you have your rational conscious, and then you have your emotional level, and then you have the physical body, okay? And I want you to understand that the universe is made up, you guessed it, of four levels. So you have the divine world, the godly world, the highest nature. So that's lined up with what? Your higher self. Then there's the intellectual world, which is the mental, rational nature, and that aligns with what? Your rational conscious mind. And then we'll have the astral world, which is your emotions and your instincts, that lines up with your emotions and instincts, stay with me. And then there's the material world, all right? And the material world is where our physical bodies live, all right? So have that understanding that there's four levels to you operating at once, and there's four levels to the universe. And it's important to know that you are operating at each level simultaneously, whether you are aware of it or not. That's just how it works. And the levels that are above can control and influence the levels that are below. So when you talk about people who are slaying their goals and getting a lot of stuff done, I want you to understand that programming of the unconscious at the higher levels, let's say at your higher mind, your higher self, when things are programmed there, when intentions are set there, when goals are set there, then people are in alignment because they have alignment in their higher self going down. And this is when we talk about alignment, we talk about vibrational alignment, people talk about flow. You often hear about flow when you hear creatives. And not just creatives like writers and singers and dancers and musicians, but also creators like Steve Jobs, creatives of the intellectual world, the science and the math. They speak of isolating themselves. They speak of tuning out from everyday activities and tapping into something and getting into the flow and getting this information or this new idea, right? So the flow is when all four of those levels are aligned. And alignment is when they're all synced up vibrationally, because everything is a frequency, everything moves in vibration. All right. And so the work that I do is I help people to learn how to align themselves vibrationally. Okay. So then people call me a coach, and that's fine. I don't really get caught up on the names, but I prefer to call myself a vibrational alignment trainer. So I help you to learn how, because I have no desire to be a crutch. That's not what I desire to do. And this is not secret information. I have no desire to have information that's like behind a closed door and pay this fee and you can get this information. No, this information is free for all. Okay. But first, I realized over time that people didn't have an understanding of the different levels to them. People had an understanding of the physical world, and they had an understanding of, you know, they have a spirit or have a religion. But I don't think they got the breakdown in how it all works. And when that's aligned, you get so much more done. You manifest so much more in the physical world when you're lined up. And so if you're a person that's like, well, I don't believe in this higher self thing, you know, this God thing or this energy thing, then that's fine. You're just doing yourself a disservice because you're operating in that realm regardless. Whether or not you understand what I'm saying, whether or not you would like to believe that this is happening, it's occurring. If you really want to be a manifester, if you really want to slay goals, if you really want to set goals and intentions and make them happen quicker with less resistance, you should focus on getting vibrationally clear and aligned. And this is why the first part of what I do is so top heavy. Just getting to your core values and your belief systems, because that speaks to being able for you to get aligned. And you might not like to hear this, your physical world, which you manifest, your reality, it speaks to the thoughts you have. It speaks to how you feel about those thoughts. And it speaks to how you feel about yourself. People who have a good relationship with when their conscious mind has a good relationship with their higher self, it manifests different things in the physical world. And I know to some, this is sounding like, okay, Morgan, you are just going off topic. You know, you're supposed to be helping people to set their goals and to make a behavioral action plan and they make things happen. Yes, that's what I do. That's what I do. That's the focus. That's what people like to see, the end results. But what you don't know is when I work with people, I work on this. Okay, people come to me because they have a certain goal they want to accomplish. And I say, yes, we can do that. We can work it out. We can get you a plan. And then I start here. This is what makes me successful. This is what makes you successful. This is what makes everyone successful. So you can start working on this on yourself, for yourself, with this simple understanding that there's four levels to you, and then there's four levels to the universe, and making sure that you are perfectly aligned from the top to the bottom. When it comes to the behavior action plan and your actual action steps in the physical world, that's towards the end. All right. When you're aligned internally, it makes those steps. You don't need constant motivation. You know, people are like, oh, I can't stay motivated. That's because if you need motivation, that's a clear indicator that you are not aligned. And alignment, think of it like bathing. It's something that you kind of constantly do, like you will work on until you get solidified and it gets solid, okay? So you kind of got to work on it. You fall in alignment, you get back in. You fall in alignment, get back in. That's why it's good to have a relationship with your higher self. See, most of you, a lot of people don't know what it feels like to be aligned. See, if you knew what it feels like to be aligned, you'll know what it feels like to be out of it so you can go back, right? So that's the space that I create. When you come to me, I create a safe space so we can get you aligned and you feel it. And once you know that feeling, then it's clear when you're not in it because you know what it feels like. So that's one of the things that I do. I create that safe space so you can do that. But when people slay a lot of goals and they get a lot of stuff done, they did the internal work, the work that you cannot see, all right? It's already been done. So yes, affirmations are great. Affirmations are great to a point, okay? The four levels. You have the four levels, the divine, the intellectual world, the emotional world, the material world. So affirmations are thoughts. There's things that's happening in your mental world, right? Let me try to explain something a little bit to you, all right? So what you manifest in your physical world is thoughts from your mental world based on emotion. So emotion is what caused manifestation because you think a lot of things. Everything you think doesn't come to pass. That would be crazy because you think a lot of stuff. So your world would be really, really messed up. So the way it works is that you manifest and you bring into your physical world the things you have emotion connected to. And that's not just positive or negative. So things that you love and things that you hate, those are things that you manifest because it's in a thought that's being propelled by an emotion. All right. So the thing about, this should be another podcast, but I'm going to touch on it briefly. The thing about affirmations is if you don't believe in your affirmation, you can make the opposite come through. The way manifestation works, the way you bring things to your reality, is based on the dominant feeling. So if you say affirmation that you just do not believe in, the dominant feeling is, let's say I am a money magnet, but you just do not believe it. The dominant feeling is I am not a money magnet. You don't believe it. So in your material world, you bring in things that go with your dominant feeling, okay? Not necessarily exactly what you thought. You bring in what you feel, all right? And I'm going to do this last little part. Then I'm going to let you go since I just hit you with a lot of stuff at once. You have these four levels. This is what I want you to understand. Levels influence each other above and below, all right? So the material world is the last level. It's the physical world, what you see. So the level above that is the emotional. The emotional world, your emotions directly affect your physical environment. So how you feel directly affects your physical environment. So if you go to your emotions directly affect your physical environment. However, they're also affected upon your thoughts. Okay, because that's your rational conscious minds. Your rational conscious mind. Your emotion is affected by your thoughts. Your emotion is affected and your emotions affect your physical environment. When you go to your thoughts are influenced by your higher self, which is above, but your thoughts also influence your emotions. Okay, so when you go to your higher self can influence your thoughts, can influence your emotions, what can influence the manifestations in your physical world. The higher up you are, the more you can manifest and make come to pass quicker with less resistance, okay? If you think you're going to manifest in your physical world with no emotion, you're just going to lose your thoughts because you're very rational. I have no feelings. I'm a cold heart. I have a cold heart. Think again, okay? Your thoughts do not have a direct reflection, direct influence on to the physical world. I know they say think and grow rich, right? What it is your thoughts, your emotions on that thought is what influences your world, okay? Not exactly your thoughts themselves, because remember, you think a lot of things and they do not happen. It's the thoughts attached to emotions that manifest your physical world. The thoughts that are full belief systems. Belief systems have strong emotional connection, strong feelings towards them, and they manifest your outer world. Okay? So if you really want to slay, because I still have people that come to me, and I used to, you bring me a goal, I break it down like a pound, give you these behavior action steps, this plan, magnificent, and send you about your way. But you got to understand, when it comes to the actual action, the physical steps that you do, that is in the material world. So the physical steps you do, like let's take exercising. The physical exercise you do, that's in the material world. So when you set a plan and you have these steps, that's taking place in the physical world. The reason that so many people who actually set a goal and make a plan are successful is because they don't know this, but they've done work inside to get to the point to even write. Because sometimes it's so hard to get y'all to write stuff down. So they've done enough internal work inside, even though they might not know what they were doing. They've done enough internal work inside to get to the point to write it down, and then they manifest. So you're thinking people who write stuff down manifest stuff because they write it down. No, it's not just the writing of it down. It's not a magic pen or a magic paper. It's not just the writing of it down. Doing that internal work up front and then getting to the point where you write down your steps and then you make it happen. So don't be confused just thinking that you come to me, I give you a plan, and then it happens. No, there's shit tons of plans out here for free, okay? And people are still broke. People are still not happy. People are still not in the relationship they want to be in. People still don't have houses. They still don't have cars. They still don't have money. They still don't have happiness. They still don't have good relationships with their family and friends. They still don't have boundaries. And there's tons of free plans and free books and free audio books. And there's people on YouTube talking for free, and you are not progressing. It's not due to a lack of existence of a plan. Is due to the fact that you are not vibrationally aligned within yourself, okay? Vibrational alignment is key. The idea is to flow. And it's true, guys. It's true. You could put in 100 hours. You cannot sleep. You can do all this work and you can become successful. Or you can surrender to the flow, okay? You can surrender to the flow. You can become aligned and you can create less resistance and you can manifest things quicker. Imagine doing both. Imagine becoming aligned and working, hustling hard. You will manifest quickly multiple things. So that's all I have for today, guys. I get so passionate about this because I want people to understand. If you can understand that you operate on four levels simultaneously and that the universe operates on four levels simultaneously, whether you get this concept or not, you are operating on these levels. Use it for your advantage. Clear out old disbelief, beliefs that don't work for you. Belief systems that don't work, clear it out. And I know a lot of you want to get to working so you can see physical stuff happening. You want to know the physical steps you can do right now so you can see things happening. But I want you to believe that if you take that energy, right, and put it inside to clear up and to actually conquer and face things that you are afraid of internally, take that same energy and build a system where you have a better relationship. You make it a point for your conscious mind to have a relationship with your higher self. You make it a point to feel good and to love yourself. When you make that a point, you will naturally start to get aligned when you start loving and caring for yourself. And that is the benefit to self-compassion. You know how I love self-compassion, self-care, self-love. And then for the many religious, in multiple religions, we're going to go with Christianity. There's this idea of this concept that you treat your neighbor as yourself. You love your neighbor as yourself. And that's with the basic understanding that you indeed love yourself. So let's focus on, take what I told you today, do with it as you wish, all right? Understand that there's four levels and you're operating on all of them simultaneously. Use it to your advantage. Program yourself. Have a connection. Build a connection. Build a relationship with your fucking self, okay? Start with you. I know you say your kid's bad, your husband not acting right, your wife not acting right, your mom get on your nerves, your job is this, your neighbor's that. By the way, my neighbors, they're putting their trash can in the right place now. So, yay. So all this stuff is going on now, right? Block it out. That's irrelevant. It's you. How are you going to treat your neighbors as yourself when you don't love you? And you wonder why things around you is falling apart. It's not in order. You're treating them how you treat you. Trash. All right? Let's focus on yourself. Focus on building a relationship with your higher self. Take this knowledge that you learned today and know that any work that you do to build a relationship with yourself, to feel better about yourself, to communicate better with your higher self, to be more instinctual and be more receptive to what the collective, the universe, the source, your God has to say to you, know that any energy and effort that's put into that is helping you to be aligned, which is going to help you to manifest quicker. Think of it like the story about the, what is it? Is it Abe Lincoln? There's a story when you have to cut down a tree and you only got 6 hours. You spend 4 hours sharpening your blade. You spend 4 hours sharpening your axe. Okay? That's what you're doing. When you work in a relationship with your higher self, which is when you're loving yourself and being receptive to things that feel good and don't feel good, when you're putting care to yourself, you're showing yourself compassion, just starting with yourself, forget everything else that's going on and starting with you. When you do that, and you put that work in for you, that's like you ironing the axe. For me, I like the sword, right? Madam Ghost Slayer. I imagine myself, my higher self, she's badass. She has this thick, long, curly hair. She has this dark brown skin. She has this sword and she's like bad. Like, she is ready to go. So this is how I imagine her. Like, she's just amazing. She's awesome. And she knows things. She always has clarity. She's never confused. Like I'm trying to get there. Like, so I'm very receptive to her, hearing what she got to say, you know, and it helps me to love myself, to treat myself with more care. If I don't feel like going somewhere, then I don't go. And if it upsets certain people or they got them thinking certain ways, I don't take it personal, because what's more important to me is the relationship with my higher being. That's what's most important. And once I started doing that, other things started falling in line. When those things fall in line, I'm sharpening that sword, I'm sharpening that axe by working on myself, spending energy on that, able to manifest things quicker. Listen here, I know I gotta let you go. This is probably like a longer podcast that I've done before. However, think you already manifested stuff. You already slay goals. You've already accomplished things. You've accomplished all this without doing internal work, without doing a lot of internal work, without maybe a knowing of these four levels, without a knowing of the program and how things work. You've already accomplished stuff. You're already a ghost slayer. What we're trying to do now is reduce the resistance so you can slay more, so you can accomplish more goals, so you can do things, so you can go to the next level. Everything is growing or dying, okay? You're expanding or you're dying. You have to keep moving, keep growing, keep having this desire for more, because that's what we're doing here. We're here to experience and to expand. All right? So that's all I have for today. This is Morgan B. Holland, Madam Goldslayer here for GoCare.com. Oh, if you have any questions or you want to reach out to me, guys, leave a message on the podcast. You know, first of all, subscribe and like, tell people about this podcast. But, you know, you can message me on Facebook. You can, at GoCare, I'm at GoCare.com. You can email me at Morgan@GoCare.com. I'm on Facebook at GoCareGC, Instagram, GoCareGC. Just Google Madam Goldslayer and things will pop up. Contact me. Let me know how you feel about things. Let me know if you want me to talk about, you know, certain topics. Let's have this real communication, this real dialogue, go back and forth about real issues, okay? So we can slay and we can get more things done. And the desire is, I'm not a motivational speaker. I'm not here to try to motivate you. I'm here to help you to become aligned, identify what it feels like to be aligned so you can maintain your alignment yourself, okay? And when you maintain the alignment yourself, you have inspired action. And inspired action does not need motivation, okay? The idea is to help you to become aligned. Learn how to maintain your alignment so you can have inspired action, which does not require any motivation, all right? So until next time, this is Morgan B. Holland, Madam Goldslayer here from GoCare.com. Goodbye.